morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. I am thrilled to have as my guest today Alex Navas. And he and I have a lot in common in that we are entrepreneurial and passionate about businesses being led by mission. Alex, tell us a little bit about how you became so passionate about this.
Sure, absolutely, Laurie Beth. Thank you, first of all, for allowing me to be on your show here and just sharing a little bit of my story and how, you know, my hope is that people are awakened to what business could look like when they have the right things in mind. And so I started in business at 21 years old, and it was actually a service-based business, a mortgage business, and I really worked hard, and I got it to a point where it was very profitable, and I sold the first company and opened a second one, and that it was the same success that I was able to take it to a point of being highly profitable fairly quickly. And one day I realized, about 4 or 5 years into that business, I realized, hey, you know, I'm doing what I always wanted to do, is give my family what I didn't have. But the only thing that was missing is they didn't have me.
And oh, I said, beautifully, you know, said.
What is the point of having this business that's doing well, that's, we're making money, we have a bunch of stuff, but they don't have me in it. My, you know, and I just didn't find that that was the purpose of business anymore. It opened my eyes to what other options there were, because up until that point, I thought we were in business for business sake. And it comes out that that's not the truth at all.
Oh, what is the truth?
Well, the truth is that business is about giving you a lifestyle that you can provide for yourself, for your family, for other more important and bigger picture things that you might have. So for me, it's about helping entrepreneurs and business owners discover what's most important in their business and then build a business that would support that lifestyle using different types of marketing and selling and even positioning themselves in the marketplace so that they have that lifestyle to offer their family the best of themselves, to offer their friends the best of themselves, and to be able to impact the world and the lives around them, you know, including their customers. And when
wow,
you understand
Alex,
that,
I got tears in my eyes thinking about the wisdom that you have been given on this subject, because I often challenge people. Yes, you know, they want to be successful, but at what cost? And what's your life going to look like if you become, you know, let's say a brain surgeon, and then you are basically in offices without windows most of your life? Is that is that what you want? And that's good. There are people that are like that. So what were your biggest obstacles in creating a business that you knew you were meant for?
Well, that's a great question. And it's a difficult one. Not because the answer is difficult, but what it takes as a business professional is sometimes difficult. And that means saying no to a lot of things and really defining what is business on my terms? What would a perfect day look like? Because if I'm able to identify that perfect day, it's going to include a lot of things that I probably keep passing up on business because I'm stuck to my email inbox or stuck on these social media sites, and that's all great, but at its time. And many people are just caught in distractions because they're not focused on what that end result is. And if I have a business, for example, my business now, it's important that I'm at my son's different events at school. It's important that he sees not only my wife, but he sees me participating in every one of his events. So in order to do that, I have to build my business to give me the flexibility that I can work perhaps 4 super productive hours and get rid of all the junk that is full of distractions so that I can then live that life of purpose for my son, for my wife, for my ministry and the different people that I serve in my life. So it's really about defining what is that perfect day like, and then that allows you to do the things that count the most, and it also allows you and gives you the freedom to remove the things that don't even matter in business, quite honestly. And they take up a whole lot of time, and most people work on default because they haven't identified those things up front.
Boy, that is so powerful. I'm thinking about how far we still need to come. I remember reading an article about Donald Trump, and they said, you know, he's so committed to his family that he always takes their calls, no matter when they call him. It was like they were making him a family man for that. And you're taking it a whole new level. It's like, forget taking the conference, you know, interrupting a call to take a call from your child. How about being there at their soccer game or their play, or being, you know, on a date night with your wife. So how did you do that? You had to do, what I know is you have to do a lot of carving and sculpting to get that to happen. So what did you do, and what do you recommend other people to do?
I did. You know, I had to really face the facts. You know, I'm very entrepreneurial. I've been an entrepreneur since early on in my life. And so that's one of the most complicated things to do, because we want to jump from opportunity to opportunity. Things sound great, so we move in that direction, and then something else comes and that we move in that direction. But when you identify what is that core thing that you want your life to be about, then you're able to cut all that stuff out, which allows you to have more time to do the productive thing. So for me, if I were to, you know, if I were to have a conversation with somebody and they say, you know, I want that kind of business, I want that kind of lifestyle that my business supports, it's really about identifying and taking the time to say, every minute of planning can save me 10 minutes of unproductive work that just goes around by default. So I always, for my coaching students, I tell them, let's take half a day, let's take a full day, a good 8 hours, turn everything off, and let's really think about what this business needs to look like. And it's asking deep questions that sometimes we don't ask ourselves, because we typically stay on the superficial level, like, what do I want out of business? Well, I want to make, you know, $100,000, or I want to be able to work 4 days a week, or whatever the case is. Yeah, but why does that matter? What is that why for you? You know, what is that going to get you at the end of the day? It's asking yourself seven times, what's important about that to me? Well, you know, $100,000, why that? The reason that's important is because then I can at least think about having that freedom to have this lifestyle that I want. Okay, and what's important about that to me? Well, you know, I remember growing up, and these are things that I answered to myself. You know, my father was a successful business person, but I never saw him, and I knew he loved me, but he had the wrong concept of, you know, or maybe a different concept of the type of love that I needed. I wanted time with my father. He provided for me, and he did a great job, but he wasn't there with me, and now I don't get that time back. And so when I understand why things are important, why is it important for me to reach a certain level in my business, and I take the time to plan those things, then everything else in business is a lot easier, because I can say yes to the right things and I can say no to the wrong things. And I remember a scripture in the Bible, it's in Philippians, that says, forgoing what is good to do what is best. In other words, I'm sacrificing. But a lot of things in business sound good, but is it the best? Does it allow you to do that thing that you're most passionate about, that matters most to the people important to you? Does that make sense?
So here's a question that would come up. Can people really craft a lifestyle and have a business that supports that? What about the notion of going and getting a job? What about the notion of getting a great degree so you can get a great job? It kind of turns that on its head, doesn't it?
Yeah, in some ways, but the reality of things, you know, I'm a business coach, so I truly believe that everybody has a successful business in them if they did the right thing and discovered these things that I'm talking about here, is what's your passion, what's your purpose, and then building a profitable business from there. But the reality is that some people just don't have the discipline in their lives to sit down and plan these things out and think these things through, and so the best option for them is to go get a job, because you know, it's too much of a risk, because they haven't become the person they need to be to create that kind of lifestyle. So let's get those people out of the way and just say, hey, provide for your family, pay the bills, don't worry about, you know, maybe start sowing small seeds at the moment while you have something secure. But for those others that are willing to dive in and say, hey, you know what, if the time is now, you know, you first have to define. I have a few steps that I take people through to define, okay, how do I build that kind of business? And the first one is to identify and commit to your business purpose. You know, first of all, most people don't identify it. They don't know what it is, so they're just kind of doing business how they think they should and doing, you know, things on a day-to-day basis. It's a lot of activity, but not necessarily very strategic. So one is identifying and then committing to your business purpose. And that's where you're able to say yes and no. And what that does is gives you the freedom to create this kind of business. Now, the second step is establishing your unique audience. Like, who do you want to change lives? You know, what's that audience that you want to make an impact in? And that makes it a lot easier to grow this business, because if I was, for example, if I was a general doctor, but I don't have any specific audience, I don't have any kind of specialty, then it really limits my growth, and it becomes a lot more difficult to make, to allow success to happen, because it's hard to target everyone. It's not that hard to target, you know, Hollywood actors that want plastic surgery, let's say, you know, just to give you an example. So that's a very specific audience, and that's a very specific niche. So it's really identifying who your unique audience is. And then once you do that, then you become a solutions expert. You know, what does my audience need? What are the challenges that they're having? What are the problems? And Lori Beth, you've been able to, you know, share about that in you know, in a lot of your books, is there's this entrepreneur like me and like many other of your listeners that, you know, want to have life a little different than what the norm is. The norm is just, you know, it's about money. And, you know, your core message is, no, it's not about that. It's what you can do, what it gives you the freedom to do in others, you know, for the people you love, for outsiders and things like that. And so you become a solutions expert. Your books have been a solution to people like me, and anybody can find, once they know their audience, okay, here are the solutions that I provide, whether that's products, whether that's services, no matter what that is. Once you know that audience and you know your business purpose, now you are able to easily provide them solutions. And then you do that. So then the next step, step number four, is to nurture relationships through, I call, world-class service. Because once you have people trusting you for your products or services, now it's our responsibility, if we do want our business purpose to become a reality, to take care of those people. Because we know they're the ones that are supporting this lifestyle that we want. They're the ones that are buying our freedom with to spend traveling the world or going on missions trips or, you know, quite honestly, take a long vacation, whatever it is that you desire. It's our customers that ultimately get us to that point where we have that freedom to do those things. And then finally, step number five is take action on your purpose. You know, we didn't just identify your purpose for the sake of knowing it. Now we want to take action. So for my wife and I, one of the things that are most important to us is to be, and I kind of coined this term. It doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but I coined this term. I want to be a meter of needs. There's a lot of needs out there. My wife and I, we want to meet those needs, whatever that looks like. We run a clothing pantry. We go on missions trips every couple years. Our son that's 10 years old loves to serve people. My daughter, her dream is to go on missions trips. So she, you know, we're all about serving people. And if our business, if we reach a certain point in our business, but we don't now take action on our purpose, then what was the point of even taking the time initially to craft a business that would support that?
Well, it's obvious that you have figured this out, and I would really encourage our listeners to contact you. You are at alex@alexnavas.com, N-A-V-A-S.com. Alex is in Chicago, and his personal blog, his latest update, is Joint Venture Strategies to Grow Your Small Business Fast. You know, I think, too, Alex, in understanding people's personalities, you know, with our path element of the earth, water, wind, and fire, the winds and fires tend to be really entrepreneurial and can start things fast, but can they grow it with the earth and water strategies that need to take place? So is there any last thing that you'd like to share with our listeners? We've got maybe, you've got 30 seconds, and then I'll close out the show.
Sure, absolutely. I want to encourage your listeners to stop for a moment, especially over the next weekend and next couple of days off, and really think about what you want your business to give you. What freedom do you want it to do? What do you want this business, how is it going to serve you? Because we're not here to serve our business. Our business is here to serve you. So definitely go to my website at www.alexnavas.com. And I have a lot of resources and reports and things like that to help people discover what they're most passionate about and build a successful business on it.
Wow, I love it. Alex, just in our short time together, I see you have a lot of wisdom and insight that is so necessary. I've often called myself a lifestyle architect, because when you can help people get clear about their path, then they begin to live it. There's all sorts of power that is harnessed. It doesn't happen when you're out of alignment with God's purpose for you. So, Alex, thank you for being on our show today. Say hello to the Windy City. I was there just two nights ago. And blessings to our listeners. Go out and make your business serve you as you serve the Lord. Thank you, and bye-bye.